show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
My guest on this episode of In the Country is Steele, and he has recorded his self-titled debut album with Kent Wells, who is best known for his work with Dolly Parton. The lead single from the album is called Private Road, sure to become a party anthem. This talented singer-songwriter was born into a fishing family in a small town in Nova Scotia, and he's had some great success with a restaurant that he put together, and we'll talk about that. At age 8 is when he wrote a song about his dad running his boat aground and thus began his pursuit of singing, writing, and performing. And we're here to talk to Steele all about his debut album. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Doing just great. How about you, Steele?
I'm doing great. I'd like to give a big hello to all the listeners out there in Radio Land as well.
Awesome, and we've got a lot of them tonight, and Debbie Wood set this interview up, so a big thank you to her. I know she's a big part of your team. We'll talk more about her, but let's start off with Steele. It's a great name. I understand this is a nickname of yours?
Yeah, it's been a nickname that I've had since I've been about, I don't know, big enough to grow muscles. I come from a long line of fishermen, so we're kind of blessed with the genetics to have the big stocky frame to build upon. So I've always had the nickname Steele, so I thought that was a good one to go with.
That is. It's great, very unique. It sets you apart, of course. Now, so you grew up in Nova Scotia as part of a fishing family, fishing a big part of your lifestyle and, I guess, earning an income. Can you talk about that and what that was like as a young guy?
Yeah, it was actually great, especially in elementary school, you know, when you go to school with lobster sandwiches and the teachers would fight over how much they were going to pay for them. But no, I learned at a young age work ethic, I guess. My dad is a workaholic, and he's fished his whole life with his dad, and I just learned that you're going to work for whatever you get in this world. And, you know, it's a great, rewarding life. It's definitely a passion for the sea, and very rewarding in a lot of ways.
Now, you went on, I believe, around age 18 to start your own, I guess, was it a fish and chip takeout stand, and now it's a restaurant that is doing quite well in that area?
Well, here's how it goes, Dave. It's, at the age of 18, my dad and I both came to the realization that we were so much alike that if we continued to fish together, one of us would have ended up overboard. So I decided to open, what he had is it was a burn shell, and when I graduated, a tourist development was going into the area, and the burn shell was his actual bait shed. And he said, if you want it, you can have it. And so I graduated, and I spent all summer and winter driving every nail and built myself a little fish and chip kind of eat-in takeout place, which has now grown into a 200-seat gourmet seafood restaurant and one of the best in the East Coast. And I ran that for 14 years myself and my mom. I can't forget my mom. She's a big part of doing all the books and all of a lot of stuff. And built a restaurant because I always had the dream of being a recording artist, and growing up in a small fishing community, there's no money there. So, and again, I learned young that whatever I get, I'm going to earn and, you know, work hard to get it. So I built the restaurant. Nope. It's been doing phenomenal, and it's allowed me to move to Nashville and pursue this career as a recording artist and live the dream.
Now, what's the name of the restaurant so anybody out in the Nova Scotia area will know to head there?
It's the Wharf Wraps, and it's in Fisherman's Cove in Eastern Passage.
Nice. Awesome. Well, let's talk about the music career. So the debut album is out now. We're going to hear a couple of songs from it, and it was produced by Kent Wells, who, of course, has worked with Dolly Parton. What was it like working with Kent on the album?
You know, it was absolutely fantastic. Kent is such a wonderful, talented musician on top of an excellent, outstanding producer. And it was so great working with Kent. because Dolly was actually recording her new album at the same time. So she'd be in the morning session, and I'd be there for the night session. So I got to see her quite a bit and talk to her and meet her, and that was really cool. And it's just great to see someone of Kent's caliber take a raw song when you come in and play it on an acoustic guitar and turn it into what you hear on my album.
Yeah. That must be pretty cool, that process of you just knowing the song with your voice and the guitar, and now he's building the song into something that is going to be radio-worthy and album-worthy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a masterpiece. Just happens in front of your eyes. You know, when I write my songs, before this album, I had three albums under a different artist's name, and I wrote all the songs myself. And I've always been a guy, when I write a song, I write the song in 45 minutes, it's done. Music, lyrics. If it takes any longer, then the heart starts to go out of it. You have to think about it too much. And so to take that to Kent and him to get the musical, you know, the musical inspiration that I have as a writing, when I'm writing a song, the inspiration I have, to see that same caliber of magic happen is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, did you write all the songs that are on this album, Steel?
I did, yeah. Now, I co-wrote three of them myself, and then the other 10 I co-wrote with some hit writers in Nashville. Karen Staley, who wrote Keeper of the Stars, who wrote Let's Go to Vegas for Faith Hill.
Yep.
I wrote with Don Goodman and Brad Wolf, who wrote Old Red for Blake Shelton.
Right.
Sarah Majors, who's another hit writer, who actually has had many, many tunes on the radio. And let me think here. Bill DeLuigi wrote a song with him and with John Connolly. And it was a great experience to write with such talented writers.
But was it a bit nerve-wracking for you at first, writing with these songwriters who have had such big hits and are so well-known for their songs?
You know, it was more nerve-wracking because I'd never written with another writer.
Okay, gotcha.
So when I wrote, I had my first writing session with Karen Staley, who wrote, you know, Let's Go to Vegas for Faith and Keep Her the Stars and She's Now Late and that's Nashville. All writers are now for every appointment, so you get used to that. I went in, I had an idea for the song, sat down, we banned it out, and she's like, that was so refreshing. And it validated my lifelong dream of being a singer-songwriter, not just a singer, that she thought I was of the caliber, you know? And it
That's great.
To her. And then we wrote two more songs together. And so that was, you know, I guess the word that describes it the best is validation.
For sure. So, and sometimes that's what it takes, because you might have people around you who love your songs, but they're music fans, but they're not hit songwriters. So when someone like Karen Staley tells you that, you got to feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Then you do. You feel, you know, it's a nice reward to hear that.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling.
Well, we're going to come back, talk about your influences and more about songwriting and lots of other stuff, but let's share the song Private Road from your self-titled debut album, Steel. What can you tell us about it? Is this one that you co-wrote and maybe a little inspiration behind the song?
Yeah, I wrote this song with John Connolly, who's also a Canadian artist, and he actually tours with Kenny Chesney, as Kenny's guitar player. And I met John. I had this song idea pretty much done, and I played it for him, and he said, you know, why don't we go this way with the song? And so Private Road is about a song, you know, it's a party song, it's about being young. I think, you know, in every small little town in Canada, the U.S., Europe, Australia, there's a private road somewhere that most of us have all gone down.
Right.
So I think it's a song that a lot of people can relate to and have flashbacks of their younger years.
And you shot a video for this, too. It's a really cool video. How did that feel, putting that together?
You know what? It was great. We were out in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is about 35 miles from Nashville, and we were right beside it's Gretchen Wilkins' neighbor, and we shot on this big farm at night, and it was a blast, a real blast. Which
nice.
You can tell if you watch the video, it's genuine fun. You can't act that.
Yeah, we can tell watching it, but for those who haven't seen it, they can head to thisissteel.com, which is your website. It's there, or go to YouTube and punch in Steel and Private Road. Let's hear the song now here on In the Country. This is Steel. The song is Private Road.
Fire light, I can see the flame in your eyes. That heat's burning me alive. We got George Strait cranked up loud. I can barely hear you above the crowd. What do you say we take a country drive? Down that old private road, nobody goes. You can do what you want and nobody knows. We can lay on. There's a chance we might get caught, but that's the thing that makes it hot. The only one watching will probably be the man in the moon. We can get loud, who's gonna hear us? That old hoot owl be the only one near us. Let's take a ride, just me and you. Down that old private road, nobody goes. You can do what you want and nobody knows. We can lay on. Nobody knows. We can lay on our back and count the stars and get tangled up in each other's arms. That old private road, nobody knows. You can do what you want and nobody knows. We can lay on our back and count the stars and get tangled up in each other's arms. We can go as far as we want to go. Yeah, we can go as far as we want to go. Down that old private road. Down that old private road.
And that is Steel here on In the Country with Private Road from his self-titled debut album. Where can our listeners pick up that album?
The album is actually not released yet. The single is available on iTunes, but we haven't set the release date for the album yet.
Awesome. So we've got that to look forward to. The website is thisissteel.com. People can follow updates on that to know when it will be available. Let's talk about some of your influences, Steel, growing up and anybody who inspired you along the way to pursue music. Who are some of those people?
My mom and dad, number one.
Nice.
And Patsy Cline. My mom was a big country music fan. My dad was always in the fishing boat. So as a child, I heard all female country artists. you know, I grew up, I was singing Patsy Cline, I was singing the Judds, I was singing Reba McEntire, and then
right
until,
on.
I think, then I get introduced, of course, to Johnny Cash on my own, and it all went south from there. And Garth Brooks, Keith Urban, Lee Bryce, Billy Currington.
Yeah.
I guess the guys who really sing it, and you know they're singing it, and they're feeling it, and you can tell they're feeling it, and they are the song, whether they wrote it or not, they will convince you that this has happened to them. That's how I perform. That's when I write. Just this will relate to everybody, and it's sincere and it's genuine.
And as a performer, Steele, can you describe what your shows are like? Do you do a lot of talking, a lot of high energy?
A lot of high energy. I'm a pretty high energy, go 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 kind of guy. Kind of like a Garth show, a Keith Urban show.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of a lot of life. I'm always moving around. I did two big shows in Vietnam back in 2001, and the guy who's doing the shows, the cameraman came up to me. He's like, "You need to stop moving so much. You're going too fast." Follow me with the camera. So, I guess that's the best way to describe how I am on stage. Camera can't keep up
wow.
with me.
Awesome. And what about duets? I like to ask my guests if they've got a, you know, sort of a mental list of duet partners, people that they'd like to work with, sing songs with, whether it's a male artist, female, or even somebody from a totally other genre. Is there anybody you'd like to pair up with?
Wynonna Judd.
Awesome.
Wynonna Judd and Rhonda Vinson.
I've interviewed Rhonda. She's a great bluegrass singer. And Wynonna, of course, high energy herself.
Yeah, and, you know, she was a huge influence in my life. I left her out. You know, Garth Brooks and her were basically my teachers vocally. I never had any lessons vocally or musically. I played the piano and the guitar, self-taught, and
wow.
those two, you know, were my... I would say I'm a blend of those two voices together.
Great, great. And then
yeah.
what about Rhonda Vinson? What do you like about her?
Her sincerity.
Right.
And she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah,
and again,
true.
She's, you know, when she sings, you know, in a second she can make you cry. You know, that's a gift. And she's
yeah.
got that. She's got the whole package.
Now, Debbie Wood, we talked about her off the top, your publicist. Get your name out there. Get your songs heard. It's really important to have a team around you. Can you talk about her and other people as part of your team and how important that is that you've got the good people around you?
Yeah, I actually had lunch with Debbie on Tuesday, and it was the first time I met her in person, and she is a wonderful, wonderful individual. You know, there's no smoke and mirrors. If she believes in the product, she will tell you, which is what I like. You know, I don't like being a businessman. I don't like to be, you know, blown smoke or anything like that. I like to know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what do you think? What's going on? And
yeah.
that's Deb. She's just, and, you know, that's, I think that you get respect in radio. I mean, she's been there a long time. And I think it's because she's honest and she is sincere and she stands behind the product.
Yep. And that kind of reputation is one that's earned over time, and that's what she's done and gotten so much exposure for artists like yourself. Let's turn to some more music from the self-titled album, and we'll come back and talk about more. But this song is called Do You Really Have to Go? What can you tell us about it, Steele?
This is the song I wrote with, one of the songs I wrote with Karen Staley, one of the first co-writes that I did. And, you know, when you're going to a writing session, you both are kind of going, you know, you got to show up with an idea. And I'm about two stoplights. I have nothing. I have nothing. And then Stay by Sugarland came on the radio. And I was like,
right.
I love that song. It's very simple and
yeah.
acoustic. And you know, just the message behind the song is a real message, and it's a real issue in life. And I showed up, and I walked in, and she's like, "Well, what do you want to write about today?" And I was like, "I was thinking about a song called Do You Really Have to Go?" She's like, "I love it. Let's do it." And 15 minutes later, we've done the song, and it's all said and done. And it's got a really nice, you know, R&B kind of blend with the country.
Right.
There, I think, you know, it's sort of like the Billy Currington, Lee Bryce sound, which I really like, and is me.
Awesome. Well, let's share that song and that sound now from Steel. This is Do You Really Have to Go here on In the Country. And that's a great song from my guest, Steel. It's called Do You Really Have to Go? He co-wrote it with a big hit maker, Karen Staley, and his website is thisissteel.com. That does have a great sound. I love that R&B feel to it. It's just really cool sound, Steel.
Good driving song.
Yeah.
That's
you got a good feel.
I like
that stuff.
That's
go
the
ahead.
One I would like to do with Wynonna.
Nice. Nice. I could see that working for her. I love that style of music, that particular sound. Are you living in Nashville now or dividing your time between there and Nova Scotia?
I'm dividing my time between there and Ontario, actually.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because Ontario is central
nice.
For me to do radio tour, to do tour.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talented musicians here in Ontario that I can use, as well as in the East Coast. There's exceptional talent in the East Coast, in all of
yeah.
Canada. And
perfect.
Which is great about this country.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lots of talent. Now, I was seeing earlier online a Johnny Cash cover that you did. It sounded terrific. It was believable because I can tell that you obviously like Johnny Cash and you did justice to the song. Can you tell us any other cover songs you enjoy performing?
Gosh, you know, I'm so focused on my own stuff. Yeah. I like a
maybe
lot
just
of Keith Urban stuff, Garth Brooks stuff. Just I guess Keith and Garth are my gym buddies. That's what I listen to in the gym.
Awesome.
Which is funny because I'm in the gym and I'm working out and I'm actually like, I'll start singing out loud and people are looking at me like, that guy's listening to country music. it's a funny reaction.
That's funny. Do you have advice for somebody who might be listening, Steele, who maybe has got some good talent, but at the beginning of a career and thinking about pursuing singing and songwriting, any things they could and do to move themselves along?
Just believe in yourself. Absolutely believe in yourself. And, you know, the best thing that happened for me was going to Nashville and being in Nashville. Nashville is a very small place. There's a lot of nice people there. There's a lot of people there willing to help you, give you advice. And, you know, I was there for on and off for 2 years. And now Nashville feels like a home to me. I've made a group of friends. You know, you go into Green Hills, you walk into Whole Foods, and, you know, twice a week I see Tim and Faith walking to the restaurant, and it's just, that's Nashville. You don't, oh my God, there's
right.
Tim and Faith. It's like, none of that happens, right? Because it's just home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And there's just a lot of possibilities in Music City, you know.
So that's
especially
a good place
for music artists.
Yeah, for somebody going, they can get immersed there. And, of course, as you said, the Canadian connection down there, they'll find a good support base to hook up with for writing and so forth.
There's a large group of Canadians there,
Yeah.
And a great group of Americans, too. And just a lot of talented, genuinely nice people who it's just meeting people. It's what it's all about. It's networking, meeting people, writers' nights, and just being heard while you're there as well.
Right. Steele, I want to thank you so much for this time. We shared a couple of songs from your self-titled debut album, which is yet to be released, but that's coming up soon. People can stay tuned at thisissteele.com and on Facebook, other places online, and they'll know exactly when the album is coming out. Thanks so much for being part of the show. It was great having you here.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate your time.
Awesome. My pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Steele. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.